Blog Talk Radio.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Your love is bright as ever. Even in the shadows, baby, kiss me. Before they turn the lights out, your heart is glowing, and I'm crashing into you. Baby, kiss me. Before they turn the lights out, before they turn the lights out, baby, love me lights out. In the darkest night,
oh,
I search through the crowd. Your face is all that I see. I give you everything, baby, love me lights out. Baby, love me lights out. You can turn my lights out. Time is run now. Nobody sees what we see. They're just hopelessly gazing. Oh, oh, baby, take me, before they turn the lights out, before time is run now, baby.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into Hanson Awareness Radio. I am your host, Keith, and today will be a show about self-empowerment and self-actualization. And today I had invited a special guest to come on with me to speak with me about self-empowerment and self-actualization. And my guest is today is a good friend of mine, Jesse. Jesse, are you there?
I am here. Hello, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Dude. I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Can't stop smiling. That was an excellent intro with the song and everything.
Yes,
can you hear me?
So good. Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. Yeah, so today me and Jesse, we're going to have a discussion, an open discussion on, again, self-empowerment and self-actualization. And Yeah, me and Jesse's been trying to do the show together for a while now. So today, you know, it was a couple of years. 2013, right?
Yeah, it took 2 years to finally get me on. But hey, we're doing it, and that's great. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous, too. I've never done anything like this before, as far as, like, radio. But
absolutely.
And you say...
So, Jesse, tell us, what's been going on, buddy? How have you been?
I've been doing pretty good. I've been back in South Texas for, I got here around July 5th. And, you know, just as all of you guys know, I'm in recovery. And, you know, staying sober and being active in my recovery. Actually, I'm not being so active. I'm not going to lie. I'm not, haven't been active in recovery. I just started to this past week. You know, I was mentioning earlier to you how I enlisted to that. I signed up for that peer recovery, that smart recovery thing that we did. But I'm just, you know, taking it day by day, and I've been doing really good, just staying healthy, you know, hanging with my family. My family's very supportive and I love them to death. But I'm a little upset right now, though. I don't know if you saw the what I was cooking up there. It just got a little destroyed as it was cooking.
Wow.
But I'm just yeah, the bacon wrapped around it just completely fell off. But that was my fault. I wasn't attending to it, and somebody else turned it, and it's like, no, but I'm okay. I'm here now. I was actually like a little brat about it too. It's like, you see, you're such a control freak, and like, I'm just gonna go inside. They're like, you know, I called in earlier, and like, I'm here now. I feel a lot better. It's fine. It's going to taste amazing anyway, but I still want it to look perfect and pretty, but.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I saw that it was like a pie, like a stuffed pineapple.
Yeah, it's this old pineapple. You shave it off, and I stuffed it with boneless ribs seasoned, and I wrapped the entire pineapple with bacon. And it looks so pretty, too. Mine was perfect. But
wow, amazing. Well, that's cool, Jesse. I'm glad that you're doing well. Me and Jesse, you know, we met in recovery 2013, and we always, you know, decided to keep in touch no matter what through our struggles and everything. So me and Jesse remain like the only two people like out of 30 that remain great friends.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. All right. Well, cool. Well, Jesse, we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. So, again, today's show is about self-empowerment and self-actualization. And, you know, with that being said, when it comes to self-empowerment, Jesse, like, how do you feel that you're empowering yourself today?
I would say that, I mean, this many ways that I've been empowering myself today and the last within the last year actually. I'm a very spiritual person, and I think that I stay connected spiritually by prayer and meditation, and you know, I just find a lot of empowerment within that and motivation really within myself. I mean, there's people out there that, you know, I look up to, and how should I say this? Like, you know, kind of like what I posted, I think it was the other day, where, you know, I guess it's like that saying, you know, you are who you hang with. And there's a lot of truth to that. And I think that I've been extremely selective in choosing who's, you know, who do I bring into my life now? Because I tend to get, I'm stuck with words here, but like influenced by people, you know, good and bad, but leaning more towards, I mean, no judgment. I mean, we all make mistakes and everything. And like, you know, with recovery, for me, it's really important of, you know, who I look up to nowadays and just like hang with, or just, you know, surround myself with, because I'm really nervous, by the way. But let's say, you know, prayer has a lot of, like, it's a big part of my life, and it's just I pray mostly nights, and I do exercise. I become pretty religious, you know, religiously, like, exercising. It's just, I love exercising, working out. It makes my moods just, I just feel great health-wise and mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You know, it just keeps me balanced. And I started up jogging mornings and evenings, as you know, three mm-hmm. days out of the week, 3 or 4 days out of the week. And that's just amazing. Like, I used to struggle. I used to struggle with cravings.
Yeah.
And they were really intense. But as soon as I picked up jogging and staying more active, they seem to have subsided. I mean, I'm sure they can return. I've had using dreams, but they, you know, they don't scare me. They don't affect me. And if it, I mean, they were quite disturbing. I mean, there's just, like, no fun in them, or it's just, like, you know, it's just, I've said this before, like, where I'm like, you know, I find it kind of not appealing anymore to use anymore. But I said it before, but nowadays, like, as the day comes and the more I stay active, the more other things have become more important, like, you know, exercising and my spirituality and my family and myself, my health, you know, it's just the more it's, you know, it's not easy. I mean, it is getting easier, but, you know, I am going to have my, it's like every day is not going to be perfect, but I think that, you know, like, it's right now, like, I got really upset. I'm not kidding. With I was acting like a baby, like, you know, like, you're like, you know, you ruined it, like the whole pineapple thing. But
no,
you know, it's just like, but, and, like, and it's silly too. And my mom's like, it's so funny too, because she's like, I go, what happened to the bacon? She's like, I don't know, it's gone. she's so sweet, you know. She's like, she meant to, like, pick it up and rotate it, but the whole thing is just like, I was gonna do that myself, but she likes to jump into things and just, like, and take things into her own hands, and so it's like, oh my god, it's just like, you know, it was very silly. I got upset, and it's just like, you know, and then I just, how can I get rid of this, like, you know, it's this feeling, and like, I paused quickly, and I just, like, you know, it's just like, it's my first time. It's,
yeah,
you know, we were still having a fun time, like, cooking up the whole thing and wrapping it up, you know. It's not the end of every like, whatever. It's just like, I you know, there's little old behaviors like that all of a sudden, like, fall into, and, you know, just to, like, sit down and just, like, quickly think, like, you know, how can I, you know, change this feeling? Not change it. It's okay to feel upset, but, like, you know, sometimes I tend to, like, overdo it, and just, like, you know, it's just like, I think to, like, even have that mentality now, where, like, how can we, like, continue to just keep having fun instead of staying stuck in that emotion? And, you know, it's just like, because I'm known to do that, you know, it's just saying, like, you know, I'll stay mad at you, or just, like, I act like a brat, you know, here and there. It's just, you know, it's just like, it's just, I've definitely grown a lot, and, you know, I have a lot of to be grateful for, because of recovery and, like, rehab, and to meet people like you, and just, like, to bring these things out of ourselves, like, you know, how we empower each other with when we call ourselves out with, like, you know, when we're, like, kind of, we see something in us, like, you know, something's up or whatever. I'm very grateful to, you know, have the skills, the coping skills and the tools to, like, manage my own, like, you know, like, my old behaviors, or just, like, you know, call them out myself or somebody else, you know, hold myself accountable. It's like, I find a lot of the empowerment in that. Before recovery, and meeting people like you, Keith, and, like, you know, surrounding myself with people and that mentality and that spirit of, like, you know, wanting to better ourselves as a human being and continue to grow. I did not know anything of that, you know, before recovery and surrounding myself with people like that. So, you know, that's
beautiful.
More or less how I, you know, find empowerment and, you know, take the time to just, like, ponder and think about, like, you know, how can I...
Yeah. You know, Jesse, it's when you're speaking, what screams out for me is the awareness, you know, that the awareness that you have about everything, even those old behaviors, even the incident that happened today, you know, you have the awareness like, okay, Jesse, you know, just how can you push through this moment? You know, how can you change the way that you're perceiving this situation? And you begin to bring yourself back.
Yes, and it's amazing how it works, really, because I can easily just stay stuck in that. And, you know, sometimes I, like, before in the past, I would just choose to, like, stay in that heavy mood or whatever. And, you know, yeah, like, just practicing these, you know, things that I've learned and just, like, exercise. And, you know, I stress so much, like, exercising just really works for me. It just really balances me out, makes me more energetic and happier person, and that's how I'm going about it nowadays.
I mean, that's great. You know, I hear that a few people that I know, you know, they go to the gym and they exercise, you know, it does something for them. You know, it keeps you guys motivated, and it drives you to, you know, want to be healthy, not only just healthy, you know, in a physical aspect for your body, but, you know, like, our body is our temple. So, you know, it empowers you. It trickles over in all the areas of your life. You know, you want to do it spiritually, you want to do it physically, you want to do it mentally, you know, emotionally, you know, all of that, you know, it all ties in together, and that's what motivates you.
Definitely. I mean, as soon as you know, it makes you feel better spiritually, emotionally, and all those levels, and you know, and it's just like, it, you know, I've been so harsh with my body in the past, and, you know, it's temple. The more we take care of it, you know, I'm so much kinder to myself. You know, there's a point when I was up there in Dallas where I actually just, you know, looked down at my arms and my legs, and, you know, just like, we're sitting down or in on a break or something, and I just, you know, started to, like, run down my hand on my forearm, and everything. I just started to apologize. Like, I began to, like, say, you know, I'm sorry, like, forever, like telling my body, you know, asking for forgiveness. Like, I'm so sorry I put you through, you know, all this damage, and I remember discussing that, and that there's a lot of power in that. I was once told by my counselors that, you know, they're just surprised by me actually saying, you know, well, that I actually took the time to apologize to my own body, and, you know, look at myself, and she's like, I'm so sorry for doing this to you, and, you know, like, and it begins from that, you know, moments like that, you just keep doing the next right thing, and then it's just like for yourself, for your health, and your spirituality, your mentality, and your attitude.
Yes, Jesse. Yes, you know, I want to point something out to you. Me and Jesse, What the Bleep That You Know, I believe that was the name of the movie, and in 2013 we sat down together and we watched that together, and it was a particular part of the movie that you were just attracted to, that you just cannot get out of your head. And what that Dr. Emoto, he does the affirmations with water, and, you know, what he did to the water, you know, he kept telling the water, I love you, I love you, and the water would, like, crystallize in this beautiful crystal, you know. And then he would do some more where he would say Hitler or I hate you, you know, and it was all the crystallization of the water was chaotic. And that seems like what you're saying with your body, you know, you apologize to your body, you tell yourself that you love yourself in the mirror. You know, you affirm yourself with good, positive things. And, you know, your body is what, I don't know the percentage exactly, but what, 80%, 70% water. And, you know, our body is water. So what we tell our body is what, you know, will crystallize in our possession. And so, you know, so.
Yeah, it's like the water is just like in us. And yeah, so it's alive and energy, and it just responds to your thoughts, and it responds to you know, it's the vibrations in your thoughts and your words. And the more positive they are, the more it reacts to it in a positive way. And it's just, it makes you a healthier person, and it makes you, you know, just better, like, mentally and everywhere. And all
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when it comes to self-empowerment, how I find myself empowering myself today is pretty much the next doing the next right thing. You know, for me, I'm a rule breaker. You know, I do not like rules. So, you know, I find myself just being combative and being resistant and being, I've gotten better too at it. Although there are times where I just want to go against the grain always. But what I found with awareness, what I found is that, you know, okay, Keith, you know, there is universal law, you know, and when I'm going against universal law, that's when, you know, the chaos starts to amplify in my life, and then I'm unbalanced in my life. So it's like, you know, doing the next right thing is what I'm getting at, you know, me doing the next right thing for myself, you know, what I do in the mirror, I learned this exercise in 2013 is when it all started. You know, this exercise that I did in this Fear Cleanse book, you know, it was to look at yourself in the mirror, you know, for 15 minutes and tell yourself, I love you, I love you. And when I first did it, I was like, whoa, you know, who the hell is this? I didn't even know who it was. Looking back at me, I was so detached. You know, in years, it took me up until this point to where I'm able to look in the mirror and just automatically tell yourself, you know what, I love you. I'm proud of you for that. You pushed through that hard situation. You know, you did good. Yeah. You know, just affirming ourselves, you know, in those power, in those ways. And then, like today, you know, today I found myself having those thoughts, you know, those automatic thoughts that just creep up in your mind. And, you know, I'm just driving. I mean, this shit comes out of nowhere. And I'm driving, and I'm like, Keith, what are you doing? Yeah. Change your thoughts, you know, change your thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, we do have those moments, you know, where you're just like, you're doing so well and great, and, you know, you have a job, things are going for you, you know, things are going for me, and all of a sudden these thoughts might just creep into your mind and just kind of want to, like, deter you from, you know, where you're at, and, you know, it's just like, when it comes to that, I mean, I've had so many, I mean, we all have those moments, but, and it really depends on how, like, it comes down to how we react to that. And, I had some really powerful moments in this last time I was in Dallas when we were in there. And it's just like, you know, like, you think you're doing so great. And then all of a sudden this, you know, these negative and, you know, thoughts just creep into your mind, and it's just, you kind of start listening to them, and it's just like, it sounds so good at the time and all this stuff, and it's just like, you know, they're so automatic. And sometimes, you know, we've been doing that for so long that we're so used to, like, reacting to them, like, you know, as automatic as they are, we're so automatically to, like, quickly react into, like, or give into them, you know what I mean? You know, it's just like, and it comes down to us to, like, you know, realize, like, okay, you know, just, like, pause for a moment, and, you know, it's up to you how you react to this one negative thought that can just kind of, might sound tempting or like, fun at the moment, but, you know, is it the next right thing? How will it affect you on all levels at this moment? Will it, you know, get you off track or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, I've had many moments where I just, like, react, oh, let's do it. You know, let's go. But, I just can't afford that anymore. It's just like, you know, it's just, you know, once you realize, you know, like, these thoughts that, you know, let's say you have a moment like that, and, it comes down to us to say, like, you know, like, I'm okay, you know, thanks. Like, it's kind of like you're telling yourself, your brain, you know, like, and this is the one thing that I was going to bring up too. You tell your brain pretty much like, hey, you know what? I'm fine. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. It hasn't worked out for me in the past this way. You know, mm-hmm. just kind of, we're kind of rewiring our brain to, you know, automatically to respond to these things in a better way, you know, because it's like what I'm talking about, like for me, it's my addiction. When I have that voice, you know, of addiction come to my head and just, you know, I'm doing so well, like, you know, it's just like, hey, well, wait a minute, you're like, what, just use one more time. You're doing so great. You look great. You feel great. You know, you're buffing up and everything, I'll show off, whatever, I'm gonna take off my shirt, blah, blah, because that's, you know, just, I feel good. I feel like I can do it one more time. And it's just like, now I'm just like, I've had moments in the past, like, 2 weeks where I'm like, you know, that thought comes into my mind, like, I'm feeling so good, like, I just want to show off, or I just want to, like, have fun and everything, whatever, and it's just like, but I'm, you know, just, I realize it, like, I can be, I just like react to it and like, oh no, I can't and I won't, I don't want to. I feel great. That's exactly right. I feel so good right now that I do not want to, you know, get sidetracked by all that, by, you know, using my time and just like, and it's only going to make me feel not great. It's going to,
you know, backwards. Yeah, I totally know what you're saying. You know, one of our counselors that we had, you know, was telling us, I was in a session with her the other day, and what she was saying was, you know, Slick, it's well, actually, not her, but another counselor. But anyway, he was saying what like our brains, you know, that wiring that you said that we do, you know, we have wired our brains, you know, to like reward ourselves, you know what I mean? Reward ourselves with destruction, you know, that spirit that we invite into our bodies, which is addiction. You know, we had been rewarding ourselves for so long. That's what our brains is used to. So, you know, now to rewire it, you know, he was saying that, you know, you're doing great. You're doing good. You know, don't you see that the reward is, you know, you staying clean, you doing, you know, fun activities now, you're getting your family back, you know, you're having nice, clean fun, you know, you have money, you know what I mean? like, that's the true reward. That's really the reward. So like what we practice is what we get good at. So if we just continue to, you know, look at it like, hey, I'm rewarding myself by staying clean and having, you know, a healthy lifestyle. That's the true reward today. I don't need to invite that spirit, you know, and have that low vibratory energy. So, yeah, absolutely.
And one thing I've done is my doctor recommended it, actually, because I had, you know, my doctor knows about my addiction and everything. You know, want to put it like on the table, you know, so like, because I just want to be better health wise and you know, I'm like, you know, I want to conquer this thing, I'm fighting it, and it's just like the more you fight back, you know, the addiction, you know, it does fight back too, like, you know, it does. So we have to, like, you know, think of like all these, you know, put into action what we've learned, you know, as far as in recovery and, you know, all these tools that we can use. But one thing that she suggested was to, you know what, next time you're feeling that way, you might go back out, you know, just grab your phone and film yourself out to see how you're feeling, like, you know, to actually see, you know, yourself, like how you feel, like, you know, and then start talking to the camera and say, you know what, hey, like, you know, I'm feeling this way, so and so, but I'm okay. We're fine. Like, it's kind of like you're telling your brain, you know, that visual and seeing yourself and hearing yourself. It's just, you know, I've done that a few times and whoa, like, it's just like your brain needs to see that and hear it. Like you know, that picture of yourself and just like, and it's just kind of like reprogramming and rewiring your brain to like, this is, whenever you start feeling that way, you know, think right away about that. Like, you have that image, and it plays in your mind and in your head. So, you know, it's kind of like rewiring your brain to like, and I think it's been working. It really has. So,
wow. Amazing. Well, thank you for that idea. You said, so when we feel in those moments, you know, that we want to use, or we want to, you know, do something destructive to go against everything that we're accomplishing, to film yourself and to be aware of the moment.
Grab your phone. speak into the camera. It's like you're watching yourself, record it, and then play it back, and then you have that image, you know, you're kind of like recording it in your brain too. So after you're watching yourself, like, record it. So it's like you're rewiring your brain to, like, you know, this is what we're going to do when we're feeling this way. We're not going to react. We're not going to go out and use. We're not, you know, because you just play that in your mind. It's just like reprogramming your mind.
Powerful, powerful. Wow. You know, it's just yesterday, you know, a friend of mine from Panama had came to the States, and I was sitting down having dinner with him at a restaurant, and, you know, the lady comes, and I mean, like, it's like alcohol, like triggers everywhere, right? And I was like, oh, you know, I was just feeling like some type of way. I'm like, I want to order a drink. I want a freaking drink, you know, just one. But you, like, in that moment, I needed that visual, like, okay, Keith, you feeling like this, but you're doing so well. You know, if I would have just, well, I mean, I got through it without having a drink, so I did great. But, you know, it's those moments that come up. And that, so I'm saying that to say I know exactly what you're talking about, and to feel myself in those moments would be powerful to play that back.
Mm-hmm. Take a little break, go to the bathroom, record yourself, or just, you know, go home and record it, and just, like, you know, today we felt this way, so-and-so, we nearly had a drink, blah, 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 and just replay it and take it from there. And then, but yes, those moments can be just so uncomfortable, like, you know, you're sitting there sweating, and just like, you know, it's just, it's very tempting, and it's just like, you know, it'd be awesome to, like, have these, it's just, I'm very grateful to have these, you know, these little tools and just ideas that are just very effective in a very positive way, and just to combat the your addiction, you know, and those negative feelings, you know.
Awesome. All right, Jesse, I want to move into self-actualization. Now, I was doing some research last night, a little bit on self-actualization, and I came across, you know, a great guy who has some great wisdom on it, the Abraham Maslow, and the term was later used by Abraham in an article, A Theory of a Human Motivation. Maslow, he defines self-actualization as a desire for self-fulfillment, namely tendency for him, the individual, to become actualized in what he is potentially. So pretty much about self-actualization, about self-fulfillment, you know, like our purpose in life. It's a great quote by Mark Twain, and it's like the two most important days are the day you were born and then the day you figure out why. So, you know, when we come into that self-actualization action, you know, work, you know, I feel that it's very important, you know, about awareness is important. I feel that honesty is important, and I feel that trust is important. And with all of that, you know, we begin to gain freedom. So when it comes to honesty and when it comes to awareness, and you spoke a little bit about awareness, but like being honest with yourself and trusting yourself, like, you know, how are you in those areas with that?
With honesty, see, I think I'm okay. I mean,
okay.
Let's see, you know, I mean, I try to be as honest and with myself and, you know, other people, because, you know, God knows I've been very dishonest in the past, and you know, I try to reflect on that. I try to reflect on just, you know, and, like, you know, I don't regret, but I just reflect on the things that have happened in my past, you know, and whenever I was not doing so well or anything like that, you know, I look back and I see how my behaviors were and how they can be if I let myself go out there again. And you know, I'm in my addiction, it's just like I'm very dishonest. I really just only care about getting that, you know, fixed. And it's just like, I'll do anything to get it, and I will lie, and I will cheat, and I will become a totally different person that, you know, I'm not even happy with. Like, you know, at the end of, even in those moments in the past, where I've been there, in the dark. It's just, it can get very dark and it's very depressing eventually, you know, after getting what I wanted, I would just feel this and terrible, like, guilt and shame and, you know, like, look at it, like, I would actually, you know, think about, like, the things that I've done at the end of the day. I mean, because, I mean, I think that I was fortunate, I'm fortunate enough to have actually even during my addiction, you know, to sit down and think about, like, you know, look at what you're doing. Look at what you're doing to yourself and the people you love. Because, you know, I'm not trying to shame anyone or anything, but, you know, there's, I could have been, like, you know, where I just didn't really care at all. I'll just get my fix.
Yeah.
Be happy with that and, you know, and not worry about what anyone else is going to think, not worry about what the people that I'm hurting, myself, or whatever, because, you know, that's, like, I think that I'm fortunate enough to actually, you know, be lucky enough to and blessed enough to sit down, even during my addiction, and think that, you know, this is disastrous, you know, what you're doing to yourself, what I'm doing to myself and to the people that I love. And
That awareness.
Yeah. And it's, you know, because you're high as a motherfucker out there and, you know, it, who knows if and I'm just happy that I actually, you know, took the time, even in my addiction, to look within myself and just try to, you know, because it really just comes down to you. If you want it, if you want to change and if you just want to, you know, defeat this thing and, you know, continue with the life that you deserve and, you know, that, you know, because I know my potential, you know, I know that I have ambition. I know that I can be very motivated within myself and just, you know, just do the things that I want to do. And it's, you know, and it's challenging because I've been getting high for like the last over a decade. It's been way over a decade. And, you know, we're so used to, I'm so used to just, I was so used to just, you know, not even being okay with feeling my emotions. I don't even know. Like, am I on topic? Yeah, it's self-actualization. But,
yeah, you are. I mean, that's important because we try to suppress those emotions. We don't want to feel. That's at the root of all addictions.
Yeah, and that's why we go out most of the time to get high. Because, you know, it started off as, you know, being fun at first. And then, you know, you just, like they say in the rooms, you know, of the meetings, you know, it's just like, then you just, at one point, you cross that line where you just got hooked and there's no going back. And then you just got so used to, you know, like I got so used to, you know, suppressing my feelings that way and just not allowing myself to feel for so many years that, you know, that's what I'm used to. And then now that I've, you know, discovered and embraced recovery starting in spring 2013, it hasn't been perfect. But, you know, it's just like we keep coming back, as they say. And you know, as they say, you know, as long as you keep coming back, it's just, you know, there's progress within that. And honestly, I've been a lot more sober than ever before, you know, even during my relapses and whatnot. You know, I keep coming back, and the more I see the progress, you know, I look back in the last few years, like, there's definitely progress, you know, within this recovery program, and realize so much, and, you know, the more sober I am, the more healthier I am and active, you get this clarity of, you know, like, self-actualization of who you really are and the potential that you have and what you want in life. And just, you know, that's where the empowerment is too, as well. And just, I don't know, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, I think.
Yeah, you are, Jesse. You know, someone in the chat room on the show, they just said, when we ride off the rails, we become free. When we ride off the rails, we become free. That's nice.
That's really good.
That's nice. Yeah, so, you know, freedom, just, you know, with everything that you just said, you know, we have that keen sense of awareness, and with that, you know, we become honest. And I know for me, when it comes to honesty, I've always been pretty blunt my whole life, and it's been a double-edged sword for me because, you know, sometimes a lot of people, you know, can't deal with truth or deal with, you know, just that coming directly at them, you know, because we don't want to feel our emotions, and we're so timid. So, you know, but what I found is with awareness is when it comes to other people telling me the truth, you know, like, oh my God, I don't want to hear it. You know, like when if it's something that they see about me that I don't like, or I don't, you know, and they're being honest with me, you know, I don't like it. So I mean, I've gotten better. Constructive criticism, I'm getting better at it, and I'm working through it. But, you know, as I say in recovery, you know, working an honest program, and also we are sick as our secrets. So even, you know, like one time in the past when I lapsed, you know, it's kind of like I didn't want to be honest. You know, I was feeling shame and guilt. I was trying to hold on to all of that shit. And, you know, in the moment I was honest about it is the moment it started to lead to freedom. I freed myself from that space, you know, and that's what it's about. Honesty, awareness, freedom, and trust. You know, trust. Trust in yourself. You know, a lot of times we don't trust ourselves. But, you know, we come to a point to where we learn to start trusting ourselves. And, you know, things just start to pan out better for our lives.
Definitely, definitely. Trust and believe.
Yeah, you know, one important aspect, you know, is not judging ourselves. You know, how are you with judging yourself today? Are you practicing not judging yourself?
Today I tend to, I mean, I'm definitely a lot more, you know, I take it easy on myself nowadays. You know, because in the past, you know, how we've had a lot of discussion about this, you and I, where we tend to be very harsh on ourselves, you know, in our actions, or, you know, whether, like, let's say when we go out there and relapse. And I think the, you know, recently or in the past 2 years, I've had a few relapses, I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. You know, when I first had, like, my first relapse, or, you know, I was devastated. I was just like, you know, and then you keep relapsing like a few more times, and it's just like, it gets like, I don't know, for me, it got a little depressing. It got a little frustrating, depressing, and I was pissed off at myself. And I was just like, you know, what the hell's going on? Like, you know, I'm doing so well, and, you know, this, you know, because I missed a few things, you know, I missed a few mm-hmm. things, and I didn't put them into play. And, you know, so, but, you know, one thing I heard, like, in rehab, and it's just very important, and it's just not to be, you know, if you go out there, just don't be harsh on yourself. Don't stay stuck in it, because God knows I stayed stuck in it for quite some mm-hmm. time, and, you know, 2014, I think that was one of the, like, that was a pretty bad year for me.
For me, me too.
So, you know, it's just, you know how it goes, and, you know, it goes for months and months. I stayed in it, and, you know, it's just grateful to be alive today, to have gotten out of that. And, you know, it's just, it hits you one day. It's just like, you know, I know that I want this, and, you know, I'm just going to try one thing that I heard, you know, it's just like, stop being so harsh on yourself. Stop being, you know, you mm-hmm. go out there, you go back out, pick yourself right back up instantly, get back in it. And, you know, it's just that works. It's like, okay, you know, I'm only human, you know, this, and I try to look back and think, and I try to look back and think that, you know, it's not going to be perfect. And I know that, you know what, I'm not giving up, and I know that I'm still, you know, working at this, and I'm still fighting back this, you know, addiction, because, you know, it's going to get aggravated, you know, and it's so much, there's so much truth in that. You know, you think that because you choose to stay sober, that it's going to, and you remain sober, that it's going to be easy maybe. But, you know, we're so used to these old ways, and, you know, it's like our brain and our addiction just gets like rubbed the wrong way, because we're actually fighting it back, and we're, you know, being more sober. And, you know, and I find myself like, just like when I go to a meeting, or sometimes in the past I've gone to a meeting, I sometimes kind of change. Like I get really guarded, and then I just start thinking these negative things about the people around me, and being in those rooms when I'm safe and everything. But, you know, I just start to think about all these things that, you know, that are wrong in recovery.
And that's what we used to.
We used to. And then it's just like, and then I fit, you know, it's just, it was so hard for me to like step out of that thinking mode, negative thinking mode, and just think and look outside of it. And it's like, you know what? That's my addiction putting me into that mentality where this is not good for me. And then I don't like this and this and that and here, because, and then, you know, that's all it is. It's just because it's like a, you know, it's its own entity, and it's all, you know, we step into what's better for us in recovery, and then, you know, we're fighting it back. Just as soon as we walk in, you know, those safe rooms, you know, that of recovery and sobriety, you know, I start to feel uncomfortable, because I'm doing something right, I think, really, because, you know, and it knows that. So, you know, and it's just like, today I can say that, you know, I'm like, thanks to that mentality that I've, you know, thanks to recovery, and thanks to like my sponsors and counselors and friends like you, and, you know, myself, and just like to kind of like to practice those things, to not be so harsh on myself, to not be so judgmental of myself and others, and, you know, just
and others,
you know, it's just, it's helped me grow a lot, and it's helped me to stay sober more than ever before. And, you know, it's just that mentality and attitude towards everything. Once you realize that, you know, that's what's good for you, you just,
the
more and more, this, all of that gets, you know.
Yeah, you know, Jesse, while you were speaking, you know, it's just two things that I remember when it comes to not judging yourself. You know, one, you know, they tell us, don't judge yourself, don't touch yourself. But, you know, people don't tell us how, you know, what's the how to? How do I stop judging myself? So what I had came up with was a perspective. You know, it's changing my perspective. And, you know, I was like, I came up with this saying, you know, there is beauty in all chaos. So I started to look, you know, to like, okay, what is this situation trying to teach me? To find the beauty within the chaos. Don't just focus on the chaos alone, because that brings us to, you know, we're imbalanced because we're focused on, you know, in a low vibratory sense of, you know, perspective. So when we start to find, when we start to even want to find the beauty within chaos, we can rise above it, and we can start to bring ourselves, you know, on another level of perspective. So that was like the kickoff, you know, and so I coined another saying for myself, you know, it's like, always make note of the progress, you know, within the imperfection, you know what I mean? Because they always say this is progress, not perfection, right? But how often do we not take note of our progress? You know, I mean, this really should be like a daily practice that we take, you know, taking note, you know, of just the little thing, most importantly, the little things. And, you know, just taking note of the little things that we do good for ourselves, the changes that we, you know, make, the just
that really truly has helped me in the action steps with not judging myself and not being so harsh on myself, because that shame and that guilt that you spoke about, those two have to be the leading causes of you know, us being stuck in those low vibratory, you know, state of minds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's something, someone in the chat room is very active, Dream Master One in the chat room, and Dream Master One, you know, wants to coin in on this. And, you know, when it comes to freedom, you know, they were saying that, let me go back to it. When it comes to freedom, it's a great point that they made. And it was, for me, I think and believe that, like, people, you know, society, I'm going to assume, tries to take humans, you know, try to take away our freedom. And, you know, good, great, that's good for you. But you can never take away my being and my spirit. You can never take away my soul. And I was watching a Super Soul Sunday about 2 weeks ago on OWN. Gary, I never can pronounce his last name, but he says authentic power is something that no one can ever take from us. So, you know, just knowing our authentic power, knowing, and I know for you, because I know you personally, that you are coming into, you know, you stated earlier about knowing your potential, you know, who you are, who Jesse really is, what is what Jesse is here for. And you know that you have a lot of great, you know, stuff within you, you know, that projects, that you want to project to the world. So that's, you know, that's our authentic power. And I mean, amazing, amazing,
truly amazing.
Yeah. So that right there, you know, it kind of helps, and I think that it complements us, you know, not to not judge ourselves, and you know, to become. And another thing, also, you know, acceptance, as far as like, not, you know, how we started wanting to control our lives and, you know, control our life and not accepting life on life terms, you know, that keeps us stuck as well. In the book of AA, you know, the Alcohol Anonymous book, you know, there is a paragraph, and we used to read it like every day, but that paragraph was, an acceptance is the answer to all our problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, or thing, or some situation, some fact of life unacceptable to me, and I find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it's supposed to be in this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I accepted life on life terms, I could not be free. I need not to concentrate so much on what needs to be changed in the world, but what needs to be changed in me and my attitude. Jesse, speak on that.
I love that. I mean, I've always loved that. And it's right out of is that from the Big Book?
Yeah, that's on the Big Book, page 417.
Well, you know, acceptance is key. Acceptance is really the key, you know, to, you know, as it says, to all your problems. You know, when you, and I spoke about that earlier, when we, you know, we find ourselves in those moments where we're struggling and we want to maybe act or react in a negative way or to a destructive way, you know, it's just like, what is really going on that, you know, outside of that or inside you that's, you know, having or making you or tempting you or, you know, for you to react that way in a way that it could be harmful for yourself and, you know, it's just not good for yourself or anyone else. But, you know, we know that it can be harmful. We know that it, you know, it's our lives at stake, you know, but we still go out there sometimes. But, you know, even when we know all of that, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we just react because we're so used to, and we know that's what we know, you know, that's what we grew up with, you know, just knowing how to react that way. But, you know, I think that once you just start to realize, you know, and just take that moment and pause and to really dig in and just, you know, think about what's going on here, you know, it's just you know, accepting those thoughts, and it's okay to feel, you know, negative emotions. Allow yourself to feel, accept that moment, embrace it. We're human. But you know, when it comes, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, a decision where we've reacted in a very, in a way that it's just not going to be helpful for us, or it's just, you know, in our addiction, in any way, in any situation that you find yourself in, it's just not going to be good, you know, for you, and it's harmful, and it's, you know, just pause, accept it, allow yourself to feel, you know, talk to someone about it, and I don't know, because, I mean, for me, that's how I think about it now. It's just like, you know, you know, like, there's so much beauty in it, too, in that moment. You know, there's so much beauty and power in a moment like that, because, you know, you have the power to, you know, work around it, not work around it, but just work with it and be with it, you know, and just, you know, make it a beautiful thing, and just react into, like, you know, just make sure, I mean, like we were mentioning earlier, you know, doing the next right thing, that just, you know, is a beautiful mentality, you know, with any situation, you think about it quickly, or just take the time to think about it, and you know what the next right thing is, and just go with that, and it just takes you out of that funk, you know, or just that danger zone, or just, you know, and accepting all of that. It's just, you know, that's how I go about things, you know, when I find myself in trouble or in a struggle.
Acceptance is the answer to all our problems. You know, it sounds so cliche, but really, you know, when we accept life on life's terms, and please, everybody, you know, this is not easy. Just accepting situations, but, you know, awareness, that's why I named the show Enhancing Awareness, because awareness is so important. You know, the awareness of that, you know, okay, maybe I'm not accepting life on life's terms. The reason why I'm resistant, you know, to this situation, and my reaction is not less so pleasing, not only for others, but for myself. It's, you know, it's keeping me in these, you know, emotions, these self-defeating thoughts. You know, I'm stuck in this because I'm not accepting life on life's terms. And when we move into a space to where we are accepting life on life's terms, we're able to, you know, create ourselves out of those situations. You know, we're able to say, okay, I'm supposed to learn patience in this situation. Okay, I'm supposed to learn this. I'm supposed to learn that. Just yesterday, you know, I did a show yesterday on readings, and, you know, just I like to kind of clear my headspace before shows, you know, the whole day before I do a show, you know. But yesterday, you know, my phone got stolen yesterday, and all of these things, you know, my car wouldn't crank, you know, just all these things started happening to me, and I was like, no, I was just starting to freak out, you know. Like, oh my God, you know, but I took a deep breath, and I realized, okay, Keith, you know, maybe a lesson in patience is here, maybe a lesson in acceptance is here, you know, all of those things. And what I rolled with was acceptance, you know, okay, I accepted that this was happening. And, you know, I have, being that I'm clean and sober today, you know, I have money, extra money to, you know, hey, I have to pay a deductible. This is just something that I have to do. I wanted to take a trip, you know, Saturday down to a lake, and, you know, I wasn't going to be able to do it, but, you know, a friend stepped in and was like, hey, Keith, I'll take care of everything. We're still going. I mean, it just all worked out, but it didn't work out until I began to, you know, have acceptance, you know, not wanting to have that created self-suffering. You know, when we're resistant to life, it's created self-suffering that we do when we're not in acceptance. So, amazing.
Sure is. So let's see. I have about 2 more minutes. Sorry to cut it short, but man, this has been amazing. I definitely want to do it again, Keith. On,
Yes, absolutely, Jesse. I enjoyed having this talk with you. You know, it's very, important to, just speak about, just on life. And I mean, that's what this platform is about, just to speak on life. And so I definitely enjoyed this conversation. I definitely want you to come back on a little later and, we can have a discussion, on more things.
Or we can go ahead and continue this one. We can go ahead and continue this one soon, pick up from it. Because I see here on the email that you sent me the topics, a few more topics that I definitely want to get into, like number 7, Out of Darkness is Born a Brand New Sun, so on. That one I really want to cover. It's just that one's okay. Just like sounds great. But, I definitely want to do this again. And thank you so much for having me on the show. You know I love you so much, Ethan.
Yes.
I love you so much,
Jesse.
And, let's just keep doing this. And we got this. And,
I love you. I love you too, Jesse. I love you too. All right. Well, Jesse, go ahead.
I've yet to go to Six Flags again with you, so.
Oh my God, Six Flags! Yeah, I got a season pass, but the season pass that I have is for Fiesta Texas and all of them. So you're close to San Antonio, correct?
I am. Just about it's like 4 hours to get there. Less, maybe okay. 3 hours. So we'll stay in touch and we'll plan something. And keep up the great and amazing, beautiful work that you're doing. The show is just
thank you.
You're so meant for this. You really are. And I look up to you.
Thank you, Jesse. I love you so much. My great friend, Jesse. I'm so happy. But thank you again for coming on, Jesse. Enjoy your family today. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
We'll do. All right. Have a good weekend. All right.
Okay, you too, buddy. Jesse. Yes. Enjoy yourself, and I'll speak with you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Love you.
All right. Love you too. Bye. All right, guys. Thank you again for tuning into Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Keith, and I am going to go ahead and take a break. And then after the break, I will be right back. Thank you again for tuning into Enhancing Awareness Radio.
To make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Do you?
make that change.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hanson Awareness Radio. Again, I'm your host, Keith. And today was a short show on self-empowerment and self-actualization. And a great friend of mine, Jesse, came on and, you know, to discuss that topic. I just love Jesse. You know, me and Jesse have the most empowering spiritual conversations. And, you know, it's about change. You know, it's about looking at the man in the mirror, you know, knowing the man in the mirror, knowing yourself, knowing thyself is going to be one of the most empowering things that, you know, one can ever do for themselves. So, yeah, just make sure you guys are beginning to know who you are. You know, we spend a whole lifetime, you know, fitting into, you know, a model of society. And, you know, we just never tend to think, you know, who we really are and why we really here. So, you know, again, that's why the quote, you know, about Mark Twain quote, you know, the two most important days of our lives are going to be the day that we were born and the day that we figure out why. So, so that's going to be very important. You know, why are we here? Why are you here? So, I want to share a few things with you guys before I go today. And I have this great book, you know, when it comes to ritual, you know, I feel that it's very important to have some type of ritual that we do, you know, on a daily basis. And, you know, it can be waking up saying thank you. You know, that's one of mine, you know, to wake up and say thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we don't know what we're being thankful for. We don't know how the day is going to bring, you know, and being thankful for everything, you know, even the perceived good, the perceived bad, you know, the uncomfortable, the, you know, just being thankful for everything is going to be very empowering. And so just your morning ritual, your evening ritual, you know, whatever your whatever gets you through the day to where, you know, you don't have to be destructive with your day. But this is something that I've read. It's a book from Iyanla VanZant. Iyanla, she has the show on OWN Network, and she is doing great. I've been following Iyanla for a while, and she's one of my great mentors. And I bought one of her books, Until Today, and it's pretty much a daily motivational book with things that she says. It's just so spot on and so spiritual, so uplifting. And I want to share with you guys an excerpt from the month of August in here. And it is, I am faith-filled and fear-free because I know that to do without doing anything at all. I know to do without doing anything at all. Okay, so it says, here's a news flash that will make your day. You do not have to do anything to get your good in life. You must, however, be open to receive it. For some of us, receiving is much more difficult than doing. And it goes on to say, because we think we know what is required to earn our good. Earning puts us in control. Your doing is motivated by the belief that the more you are able to do, the more you will get. Need we mention the countless numbers out there who are doing all that they can do and still do not get what they need, deserve, or desire? Remember those who do very little and get more than they ever could need. Remember those who do very little and get more than they ever need. The difference between those who do and those who receive is a willingness. You must be willing to receive. Receiving means trusting that God, and again, God to your understanding, trusting that God is aware of what you need, desire, and deserve. Deserving according to God's formula is a function of being, being open, being clear, being grateful, being focused, being committed, being faithful, and being willing to receive. Being is a state of consciousness developed through unwavering faith and trust. You trust that you will always have what you need, and that is the foundation of your faith. When you are open to receive what God is able to do for you, you stop doing. You learn how to be still and know. You know that your good is on the way according to nature and willingness to give. You also put your faith in the fact that God is always on time. Until today, you may have embraced that doing, getting model of living and being. Just for today, allow people to compliment you. Allow someone to do something for you without feeling obligated to do something in return. Give yourself permission to ask God for everything that you desire, faithfully believing that once you ask, you are in divinely timed receiving line. Today, I am devoted to opening myself to receive the grace of goodness of God. Wow, that is deep. Being open-minded, be willing to receive, and know that, you know, the universe, as I like to choose to call God, or, you know, the energy, the great energy, the great being of all, is that, you know, we are always, once we think of something and we have it in our mind and we desire it so much, and, you know, we have to be willing to receive it. We have to be open. You know, we're so, a lot of times we're so closed on, you know, we want to go get it. You know, we want to just go achieve it this way. You know, we're in control. But no, you know, being open to receive and being open to know and to have faith and to just be in the receiving line, you know, that, okay, it'll come, but it'll come in its divine timing. You know, not when we want it. You know, things are not going to come when we want it to come. You know, it will always come in the divine timing. So, you know, that's very important for you guys to know. Let's see here. So, yeah, so Iyanla Vincent is a great, you know, author to, you know, for little daily motivations. You know, it's great for everyone to have something that they incorporate into their daily schedule to, you know, help them. You know, I like to call it, you know, the little ritual that we do, you know, just to complement our spiritual growth. So another thing, too, you know, Blog Talk is great. You know, Blog Talk has an open, vast, you know, number of shows that you can just tune into and listen to. And just self-study, you know, self-study and research and all of that stuff, you know, for me, awakening, you know, when I had started to awaken back in 2010, you know, I had this in my mind to where, okay, my life was just chaotic and, you know, I was in alcoholism, you know, an addiction real heavy and real strong. And, you know, me and Jesse were talking about addiction. And, you know, just being in that dark place and having no balance, you know, I started to read more. I started to, you know, one of the most powerful books that I picked up early on was, you know, Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. And, you know, it taught me how to live in the moment, you know, how to live in the now. And I think living in the now and being in acceptance of the now is going to be very important. You know, how often do we think that, you know, there is another way than what we are so accustomed to living? You know, we just, we're so accustomed to living a certain way. At times we get stuck in that, and we think that, you know, this is it. This is all that there is. But I am here to tell you that is not true. That is not true. So, you know, there is so much more to life. Life is so vast, and there is just a lot of things out there. And, you know, I am a firm believer that the journey is the destination. You know, there is no particular destination that we're trying to reach. And a lot of times we're programmed to think that, okay, we're supposed to obtain this. We're supposed to go down this path. But what if that doesn't resonate with, you know, who you are, what you came here for? And again, you know, the two most important days of our lives are the day we were born and the day we figure out why, you know. So what resonates with you on your journey? You know, how are you complementing that? What things are you picking up along the way to complement your soul, to complement your being, your spirit, your mind, your body, you know? And though that's the research that I speak about, you know, the truth, you know, your truth. Most of all, you know, what is your truth? What complements you? And that's very important. So living in the now, living just for today, and doing things that, incorporating things into our lives each day that we can do, you know, to fulfill our destiny while we're here on this earth plane. And that's very important. So, I want to ask all of you, you know, to think about that, to think about why are you here, you know, and with that, I do want to let you guys know that when purpose meets passion, there's an explosion. So, you know, just as me doing this radio show now, and, you know, you guys know that I do the intuitive spiritual readings as well. So, you know, just doing that, you know, I feel that that's a part of my purpose. That's a part of my journey. You know, it's an explosion. You know, I do it automatically, and it moves me. It's just something that just comes over me and it moves me. And, you know, being here and having this platform and to help you guys, you know, is very key for me. You know, it's the explosion. It's part of the explosion. So I do also want to talk about the Four Agreements. And the Four Agreements is another book that I read early on. And the Four Agreements pretty much is being impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Never make assumptions, and always do your best. And these are like four key elements that will help you guys in your life to always do your best. And, you know that even with the show that we did today, you know, when it comes to self-empowerment, always do your best. And it goes to say that your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be difficult when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and self-regret. So that was that self-judgment that me and Jesse was speaking on earlier. You know, never judge yourself, you know. Know that your best is good enough. That's one thing, like, I always like to say to my friends and to myself. More importantly, you know, like, Keith, your best is always good enough. You know, you did good. No matter what other people think of you, you did great. You know, telling yourself that shit in the mirror, you know, you're doing great. You're doing great, dude. You know, remember, our body is water, and what we, you know, what we tell our bodies is how we're going to crystallize. And if you're telling it so destructive things, you know, your crystallization is going to be chaotic. And if you tell yourself positive things, you know, it's going to empower you, and it's going to shift your vibration. And vibration and energy is the key elements of life. So, you know, just be very mindful of your thoughts. And it's just, these are practices that I incorporate in my life, and it's been life changing for me. And I just want to share that with you guys. So, you know, being impeccable with your word, it says, speak with integrity, say what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. You know, how often do we do that? You know, we speak against people, we gossip about people, but, you know, we don't see the beauty in the chaos. We choose not to see the good in people. We choose not to see the good in situations, and we choose not to see the good, you know, in things. So it goes on to say, use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. And we do that, we start to manifest truth. We start to manifest love. You start to see who you are, why you're here. Those things start to come. You know, all that we spoke about on this show, you know, even though that we're still working through things in our personal lives, you know, and to speak on the topic, you know, these things do not come until we start to clear up ourselves, until we start to cleanse ourselves from those, you know, negative self-talks that we do, and, you know, putting unhealthy food in our bodies, you know, just all that junk, all that stuff we put into ourselves, you know, that's, we have to begin to cleanse that. So this is a huge one, too. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dreams. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be victim to needless suffering. So that, you know, that's what I was speaking about when what other people think of you, that's none of your business. You know, that's their reality. They're only operating off a projection of their reality. You know, so when you start to feel good about yourself and empowering yourself, you know, and walking through self-actualization, you know, you begin to not worry about what other people think. Yeah, that's your opinion of me, but guess what? I think I'm beautiful. I know that I'm beautiful. I know that I'm free. I know that I'm alive. I know that God loves me. You know, just telling yourself those things, you know, and just never to take anything personally. You know, nothing others do is because of you at some level. You may have done something to piss them off or whatever. They may have done something to piss you off, but please know that that projection of their reality and your reality roots from something that happened, and it's normally from your childhood. It's normally something, you know, yeah, normally something from your childhood. So yeah. Just know that. Don't take anything personally. Do not make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. So that's very important. You know, we make assumptions a lot of times in life. You know, we assume people are thinking about, you know, thinking things, or we assume someone is talking about us, or, you know, we just assume, but we lack the clear communication. You know, we don't communicate clearly about, you know, what's going on. And with communication, you know, we could begin to set ourselves free. So that's very important. But all right, guys, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this show. There are no callers in the queue, so I won't invite anybody on to speak on this topic. But if you guys want to call in the future, you can always call the show. The guest call-in number is going to be 323-642-1392. The next show is going to be on Tuesday. I forgot what time on Tuesday. I believe it's 2 o'clock Central Time and 3 Eastern Time, I believe. But you can go to blogtalk.com/enhancing awareness radio, and you can go to the show page just to see what time the next show is going to be. And again, guys, I do intuitive energy readings. And if you guys want to go ahead and email the show, you can always email the show and to sign up for one of those readings from me. It's been great. The last show, I did nothing but readings. So you guys can listen to that show, Intuitive Readings by Keith, just to get an idea on how the readings are conducted. And I use an Oracle deck. It's not a tarot deck. So, you know, I'm not going to be telling any futures or anything. And I just want you guys to know that, you know, the cards are designed to, you can ask questions, but it's going to pretty much be directed for you to go within to figure out, you know, how you can create yourself out of roadblocks, how you can go within and seek clarity for the questions that you have. You know, that's how it's designed. But, you know, for each reading, I pretty much just break it down and, you know, we have clarity in the reading. So the readings have been going great. So you guys keep that coming and email the show. Again, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, and we can schedule for you to come on the show at a divine time. And what else? I gave you the call-in number. So yeah, the next show, again, is going to be on Tuesday. It's going to be Tea Time with Trish. And Trish is coming back, you guys. I don't know if you remember Trisha, but Trish is coming back. And Trisha, that show is going to be about dreams and aspirations. So mark your calendars for Tuesday. What date is that? Tuesday the 11th. Go ahead and mark your calendars for that. We're going to go ahead and do a show. Let me find out what exact time that show is, but make sure you guys mark your calendars for this show. Trish had went on a Trish has this great thing that she does about she can dream something and she could want it, and Trish knows how to manifest it. You know, I witnessed Trish just have a dream for herself, and she did the work, and she manifested her dreams, and I mean, it came to reality for her and rapidly. So we're going to be discussing dreams and aspirations on the 18th at 2 p.m. So that's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And you guys can figure out what that is Pacific Time if you guys are on the West Coast. But yeah, dreams and aspirations, make sure you guys tune into that show. And before we go, I want to go ahead and leave you guys with a pondering thought. You know, I love to leave you guys with a pondering thought. And I want this today is a quote that I posted, and it was, I give up freely what no longer serves me. I release it to create space for what inspires me. So that's, again, about self-empowerment. It's giving up what no longer serves you, and releasing that to clear up space for what inspires you. That's pretty much when we invite God in. That's when we invite the love into our lives. That's when we invite those desires, those dreams, those aspirations, when we start to clear the space. So until next time, I want to challenge you guys to clear the space and invite what inspires you into that space so you can manifest a reality reflected in love. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio, and enjoy your day.